Pranam and a big hearty Om Namah Shivaya on this auspicious mega Mahashivratri night in Madhya Pradesh near Chindwara at Kranti Peeth. The whole night of interaction, guidance and deeper insights into the being of Shiva, the essence of Shiva, to guide us with his knowledge and insights. We have with us Vivekji himself. Vivekji, pranam and Om Namah Shivaya. Vivekji, you told us about the various symbols attached to the imagery around the persona of Shiva. You told us about the importance of the crescent moon that he holds on his top, then about third eye, then about the venomous, poisonous cobras that he holds around his neck, and of course the halahal that he holds inside his throat. Let's go a little beyond this, a little further ahead, and let's talk about Nandi. What is the significance? Because he could have any vahana. When he was Pashupati Nath or Devadi Dev Mahadev, he could have opted for any vahana. Why Nandi itself? Why Nandi? Why the insistence of Nandi? Number one. And number two, about his weapons. His, when we talk about weapons of Shiva, we talk about Trishul. But we also talk about Pinak, the arc and bow. Pinak. Pinak Dhari, as he is referred to. And if we go deeper, we find that the Gandiv that is mentioned as Arjuna's bow, is believed to have been initially held by Shiva himself. So, Nandi and his weapons.
Let's talk about first Nandi.
Yeah. Why Nandi?
Why Nandi? Actually, you know, the Sanjay ji, the journey of divine, the nature of divine, and how do we reach there? We need few qualities, because journey of divine is going to happen from two interesting tools. One tool will be a guidance. One has to get a guidance, whether it comes from inner being or external being, but there has to be guidance. A need of a guru. And second thing is sincerity, the following. Nandi has both two qualities. Nandi has both two qualities. First, just imagine, just look around you. Look at the whole traditional system of agriculture. So if you see the whole traditional culture of this country, where we have used Nandis in agriculture, because there were two qualities. First of all, there is a great sincerity. They're too sincere. They follow, they do what they have to do. And second quality was that they don't use their silly brain. If you want to achieve divinity with a guru, you cannot use your brain. The first quality of a seeker is that throw your brain out and then go to seek something. Shiva wanted to make a clear-cut sense. He wanted to give the sense to all his followers that, look, if you want to reach me, if you want to reach the divinity, if you want to reach the divine path, you have to become like Nandi. That's why in Indian tradition, if you have a wish, you don't say it to Shiva, you say it to Nandi. Such a great thought that Nandi is there waiting for you to have a wish. But that first wish, and I don't know how many people have asked that, that first wish of all of us should be that, oh Nandi, oh dear Nandi, make us like you. That we should have that sincerity. We should have that belief not to use our brain, because every other person here, even people come to me, and since it's Shivratri, and many people are gonna see afterwards our encounter, I generally say that, come to me naked. Don't come with any clothes. You can wear clothes, I don't mean in that sense. But I said, don't bring the mask with me. If you want to come and seek something, be naked, be bare, be truthful. And second quality is sincerity. Be like Nandi. I generally say in Hindi that apni akal mat lagao. Don't use your brain. I have enough. Shiva says the same. I have enough. Be like him. That's why everything that we do with Shiva, we have to do with Nandi. Because if Nandi is upset, Shiva is upset. there's a beautiful story. At one point of time in Varanasi, there was a sage, there was a rishi, maharshi, called Kiskantik. He was very famous. He has written few couplets, few sotras, and Kalidas was quite much inspired by Kantik. He was traveling to south, going here and there, in that time, going to south. It was a difficult task. He went far too deep, visited wherever he had to go, and comes back to Kashi. He was the talk of the town. Everybody was asking. You had gone to south. Yes, far south, deep south. What did you do? Nothing. I just went and came back. Again, people were asking, Krishkantika, what did you do? Nothing. I went and I came back. I said, are you fool? You had gone all the way to south. And he didn't do anything. I said, my guru didn't ask me to do anything. He just said, go to south. I went. And he said, come back. I came back. This is the sincerity. This is the devotion. This is not using this 2%. You know, coming back to the from light to a heavy sense or a sense of our being, every path of spirituality, every path of divinity, every path of liberation comes through two important things. One thing is our sincerity. How sincere we are. Do we have a capacity to be sincere all through? And second thing is, do we have a capacity not to question the one who's showing the path? We are seeker and we are going behind a guru, a divine, a lord. Not to question them. It's not that we do not like question, but our question is not to the path or the path leader. We have said, ask questions to understand the path. This is what the two things that Shiva teaches us. And before entering even, or before exiting, both of the times, Shiva is teaching us that, look, be like Nandi. While you go inside, be like Nandi. Come back, be like Nandi. That's why you will see, especially in the southern side of this country, where Nandi is so prominent, exceptionally prominent, beautifully decorated. And that's why in southern, especially in Tamil Nadu, there is something what we call Jallikattu.
Jallikattu.
Where bulls are tamed. Tamed. Not going to the controversial part of it. But coming back to that cultural context, it doesn't come only, it was not only about agriculture. When Jallikattu came, and Jallikattu even became the whole symposium what it is right now for thousands of years, it was a celebration right now we are, you know, it was a celebration of those two powerful ideas, sincerity, devotion, not using the brain.
Beyond right. being just adventure sports.
Right now it has become something like that, but at one point, just imagine, every Pongal, Pongal is a celebration of Shiva's divinate form. It's a celebration of Uttarayan. It has a lots of things to do with Shiva. And a whole village, a whole society was celebrating the famous fair where the bulls were just all around, Nandis were all around. What it was trying to show at that particular time, that look, because it was a sense of exposing us, that exposure was very necessary. There is a very beautiful Shiva Sutra, which I have spoken earlier too. Shiva says very early in his expression. He said, "Kya naam bande?" Because what we understand, few things about this world, few things about certain books, few things about certain society, few things about a man or woman, few things about some scriptures. We start believing that we have known something. Shiva says, what you have known is a part of undivided unknown. So as long as you will have a sense of knowing something, you cannot know the unknown. You cannot merge with it. I just want to say a very small thing, and then I'll go on to your question of various other things that you have asked me. That Nandi is not only a symbol of, is not only a symbol of, and it should not be only on the Shiva's temples. I think every single spiritual institution has to give a sense of every seeker that how and what they have to be. If that happens, the Gurukul will start. That was the sense of Gurukul, where there was a sincerity, no brain used. That's how we preserved our Vedas. That's how we preserved our scriptures. The constant learning. Because when you are wanting to learn, you don't question. You question the subject. You don't question the medium through which you are being learned. Another thing that you have asked about.
Weapons.
The weapons of Shiva. It's such an interesting thing that Shivalinga is devoid of any weapons. We have started putting it as a human being. We have started putting it.
Trident
we have put it. Mostly trident is also, I believe, actually, when we go to the two interesting things, Shastra, the scriptures, and Shastra, the weapons. Shiva is the guru of both. Shiva is guru of Veda, the Omkar, the Nad, the Shabd, everything from where the scriptures take root. And at the same time, everything through which you can act upon weapons, any kind of weapons. Shiva is the guru of all of this. Because Shiva is the Adi Guru. He is the one who taught everybody how to use one thing to another. Because without Shastras, you cannot use the Shastra. Because everything has a technique. So, Shastra came first. Shastra came later. Because through Shastra, you knew that how you can act upon. So, Shiva is the Adi Guru, Adi Yogi, as everybody says. But also, Adi Purush, who had everything. who created everything, or at least who was able to showcase different things that people use as a weapon. But Shiva, he had gone to multiple wars, but those wars were never his. There was nothing that he was seeking for himself. We see in other avatars where there is a sense of personification, there is some personal thing through which they are waging a war or doing something. But Shiva's all wars or anything, wherever he was involved, it had nothing to do with him, nothing to do with his family. It was all about others. It was all about his sacrifice was for others. But even though in the popular belief, in the scriptural belief, we don't see Shiva as somebody who's leading an army, that's not how we have seen Shiva. We have seen Shiva as somebody who might be sitting in a Gurukul teaching or meditating or being a yogi in dhyana. Of course, all these, when shastras come from him, shastra also, as I said earlier. But Shiva uses this only, this trident. Not much, even though everything comes from him. Trident is a very special thing. Like Shiva, who's Trikaladarshi, it's a Shiva also. Because there are three kinds of elimination that happens. One is the physical. Physically you are eliminated. Second thing is astral, you are eliminated. And third thing is, when physical and astral, when both disappear, the third elimination happens through which you reach the liberation, the mukti, the moksha. Shiva says that yes, that's what I give, that's what I provide. From astral to physical, both. And now I have third, liberation. That's what the trident is for. When we go back and we see Tandava, when we go back in the memory of Nataraja, when we go much more deeper where Shiva is using his astras for different people, you will see that wherever the trident was used, there was a beautiful story comes that a beautiful liberation happened by Shiva, because Shiva uses trident, Trishul in Hindi. Trident is a bit of unclear. Trishul, Shul. The three kinds of obstruction Shiva removes by using his Trishul. So a master of weapon uses something to liberate us. And that's what his symbol of weapon is. And this is why with Trishul we will have Damru. Because Damru is the sound of creation. While he's liberating you, he's creating also a new being, his own self.